It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Cornell had fresh track marks on his arm when he was found dead in his hotel bathroom in Detroit. The Soundgarden frontman had battled heroin addiction most of his life, first trying the drug when he was only 12. He finally got clean around 2002, but sources say the track marks were found on his arm indicated that he may have been injecting drugs before he decided to commit suicide. 43-year-old Heidi Klum is sharing a book full of nude photographs with the world. The mother of four has appeared naked for the first time in her 25-year modeling career as part of a new collection of images shot by British photographer Rankin. Disney says the final Star Wars film would have been centered around Princess Leia had Carrie Fisher not tragically passed away. Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy said the late actress wanted to be at the forefront of the next film. Katy Perry stopped her Intimate London concert on yesterday to honor the 22 killed and 59 injured in this week's terror attack at Ariana Grande's concert in Manchester. And Taylor Swift's former visual curator, a.k.a. Instagram photographer, Katie Simpson, recently wrote an article on what it was like working with Taylor. So listen to this. She said, working with Taylor was a strange mix of intimacy and professionalism. After all, I had to watch her daily life to make sure I got the perfect shot. Was it early morning in the suburban as she sat half awake drinking coffee, or was it making bubbles as she cleaned her dishes at night? She said she loved feeling so regular washing dishes, but having red rubber gloves based off a 1962 design tailored to fit her enormous hands couldn't have hurt. This is bizarre to me. So, like, basically what she's saying is, all day long, from the moment Taylor woke up to the moment she went to bed, she followed her around, and if Taylor did something that looked cute, that would be a cute social media picture, then she would take it. And I'm like, how do I get that job?
I wonder if you get used to that. Like, for example, the president has a professional photographer always capturing images, but, like, your celebrities, your other day people that do that, do you think you'd ever get used to that?
I don't know. I guess they do.
Snap. Like,
well, she said that the famous Calvin Taylor picture where they're, like, kissing and she's got her foot popped up, she said she posed that whole picture.
Well, I mean, I believe that. I think a lot of those things that we see are obviously posed, final products, the best of the best. But
totally,
it's still weird to have somebody here the whole time, like, trying to catch you in your natural essence.
And Ariana Grande has been targeted by trolls after she decided to suspend her tour in the wake of the Manchester terror attack. The 23-year-old pop star released a statement saying that she'd take time out to pay proper respects to those lost, but critics of the decision are calling her a spoiled brat who's letting the terrorists win.
Yeah, I think that's kind of crap. I mean, what do you expect out of people? They're always going to do something like that.
You can't, you know, if she doesn't talk about her, she didn't postpone the concert, then she'd be insensitive. And then if she does, then she's being a spoiled brat. I don't even get it.
Exactly. Like, oh, look at Ariana Grande. She's going on and she's all about her money.
Yeah.
What about everybody else?
And I mean, I've talked on the show before. I don't like her as a person. I can't stand Ariana Grande. I like her music, but I can't stand her. But, like, no one deserves to go through this. And I think she's handling this the absolute best way she possibly could. So that's the garbage.